Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Grab your favorite mug, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Karen Fitzgerald.
Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I am your host, Karen Fitzgerald, and today I am excited to welcome back Candace Platter. And Candace is a registered clinical counselor with over 25 years experience in private practice, helping clients and their loved ones understand their addictive behaviors and make healthier life choices. She is also the author of Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, the top 10 survival tips for loving someone with an addiction. And today, Candace, I am so grateful you are back, and we're going to talk about love.
Ooh, hey.
Thank you for coming back. I'm really grateful that you're here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Karen.
So let's get right to it. Okay, Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those times of years. I mean, most of us, if you're in a happy and healthy relationship, it's a fun time of year, chocolates and candies and teddy bears and all that stuff. But on the flip side, it can be really a hard time for some people, especially when we come off the heels of Christmas and New Year's. Why is that? Can you shed some light on that for us?
Yeah, you know, I call that the trilogy. And for many people, it's the trilogy kind of from hell, you know, because you have Christmas and you have to get through Christmas and try to maintain some sanity. And for a lot of people, it's a very difficult time of year for a lot of different reasons. If you're not in a healthy relationship, as you were saying, if you don't have good relationships with family, if it feels lonely for you, you're feeling some anxiety, you have some addiction issues, it can be a really, really difficult time. So we get past Christmas, and then we're into New Year's, New Year's Eve especially, which is the same kind of feeling that, you know, if you're not in a relationship and you don't have any place to go and you don't have anything to do on New Year's Eve, then you feel kind of like a loser. It's really unfortunate because people aren't losers in that situation, but they feel like that. So you've got those two parts of it. And then right on the heels of that, right after you finally get through, Christmas, New Year's is over, thank God. And then it's Valentine's Day.
Well, and the reality is Valentine's Day comes out of an event that happened many, many years ago, and it wasn't a pleasant event. It was actually out of a massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting how our society has turned this into a love day, so to speak.
Yeah, they've kind of looked at Saint Valentine as almost like an amorous character from the past. And, you know, the bows and arrows and piercing the heart and doing that kind of thing, but not killing people. Just, you know, making them fall in love with each other. But for some people, it almost feels like those bows and arrows are going to kill you. Yeah. If you're lonely, if you're by yourself, it's a very difficult time.
Well, will you expand a little bit more on ways people can help themselves?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I want to talk about with that is the belief system that goes along with that. And I call it a faulty core belief. And it goes like this. And it's very similar to an old song from many years ago. You're nobody till somebody loves you.
And
I don't know who wrote that song, but I think that person ought to be strung up or something, because it's such a negative and untrue message to be giving to people. You're nobody till somebody loves you. In a very kind of self-caring sense, that's true, I think, because you're kind of nobody until you love yourself. until you start to respect yourself and not buy into that message. If you're not in a relationship, if you're having difficulty with relationships, it doesn't mean that you're nobody. It doesn't mean you're a loser. There may be some things you want to look at about, you know, how you're being in relationships. There may be some things you want to change, and that's always a wonderful thing. That's always a wonderful thing. But to think of yourself as a loser, you're nobody till somebody loves you, I just don't like that at all.
That is a really, wow, it's a visual and you know, an auditory and a visual at the same time, because that's a very popular song.
Mm-hmm.
And been around a very long time. And if you take the lyrics like that, literally, that can really mess with someone's subconscious.
Yeah.
And our society seems to take those lyrics, whether they realize that's where it's coming from or not, but they implement that into a daily focus. And, you know, we're passing that on to different generations as well. So it's not even only in a community of people dealing with addiction. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
So,
and you know, there's another bottom line to this, and it's called money. Mm. And when you know, certainly Christmas time, but that kind of holiday time has a spiritual component to it. But most of the time what we're seeing is the material part of it, of buy this and buy that. In fact, there's a commercial on TV where kids are saying, I think it's an animated cartoon, but the kids are saying to each other, "What'd you get? What'd you get? What'd you get?" And that's what becomes important. Not who are you? What do you believe in? What do you stand for? How did you make somebody's day better today? But what'd you get? What'd you get? So the retailers really want us to buy and buy and buy. And for people who aren't feeling good about themselves, sometimes that's a way to avoid that feeling. And they're kind of maybe hoping that that's what will happen. Then we've got New Year's Eve. We've got the dresses with the sequins for the women. We've got, you know, all of it is, we've got alcohol and drinking and making reservations at restaurants and doing those kinds of things, renting limousines. There's all kinds of ways that people buy more things and spend more money. Then we've got Valentine's Day, which, of course, is about the flowers and the chocolates and the diamonds and the, you know, the engagement ring and all of that stuff. So for a big segment of the population, this is about getting your money more than it's about helping you feel good about yourself.
And we all know money does not buy happiness.
We all know that. We know that in our heads. For many people, that hasn't trickled down yet, and it really needs to. We have a choice about what we buy into and what we don't. I talk about this at the Christmas season, too. It's not about what we buy. You know, happiness doesn't originate from a credit card. Self-respect doesn't originate from a credit card. It's not about that. And it also does, you know, self-respect and caring about oneself also doesn't originate from whether we're in a relationship or we're not. And a lot of people are in relationships and not very happy. They stay in these relationships because they feel like it's better than being alone. And I was one of those people for a very long time where I stayed and stayed and hung on when it really wasn't good for me. So I understand that it's very scary to be on one's own, as a woman, maybe as a man too. But I also know the difference between how I feel about myself when I'm in an unhealthy relationship and just staying there because I'm afraid to leave, and how I feel about myself being a woman on her own, making a choice to do that, and getting to know myself, having a relationship with me first.
And that's the most important relationship there is.
It's the most important relationship there is, whether we're in another relationship with somebody else or not. We are our own significant other, And I remember a time when somebody said to me, I was still in the throes of my own codependency. Codependency is basically when we put other people's needs ahead of our own on a pretty consistent basis. And I remember when I was really quite trapped in that. And a friend of mine told me that if I could become my own best friend, I would have the best companion possible 24/7. And I think I looked at her like she was nuts. Like, what? What are you talking about? I got to find a guy. I got to be in a relationship. I'm not complete without that. Oh, and then you've got movies like the one with, what's the name of it? With Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. Remember that one?
Oh, where goodness. Yes.
He says to her, "You complete me." Well, nobody completes us. And if we're looking for somebody that completes us, we're in trouble. But our society tells us that that is so romantic. And we gaze into each other's eyes and everything is just wonderful. Never to have a problem again. The fantasy of Valentine's Day is very pervasive.
That's a really scary place to be, having low self-esteem and being focused on finding somebody else to complete you.
Yeah.
That's a scary place to be.
What happens if when that person isn't there anymore?
Yeah. There's so many things that can go wrong in that scenario. And we're going to take a very quick break and we're going to come back and talk more with Candace Platter. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coffee and Coaching with Karen in just a moment.
Stay tuned. Coffee and Coaching with Karen will be back after these messages.
Need a little more happiness in your life? Here you go. The Happiness Recipe Podcast to the rescue. Listen each week as June Klein and Sandy Weaver Carman share wit, wisdom, and wonderful food with their guests. Guaranteed to add happiness to your life. HappinessRecipe.net.
Did you know that an estimated 50,000 people a year die from flu-related complications? The only way to prevent the flu is to get a flu shot. Everyone over 6 months of age should be vaccinated against the flu. Visit www.shotsforholly.org for information and links about the various forms of the flu shot. Get a shot and help us beat the beast known as the flu, one shot at a time.
Are you looking for quality entertainment and activities for the entire family? Then come on down to the Plaza Theater Company and Plaza Academy Dance Studio, located in Cleburne, Texas. The Plaza Theater Company is an award-winning community theater that presents 10 productions a year, performing every single weekend. If you have a child that enjoys acting, dancing, or singing, then you can enroll them in the Plaza Academy Dance Studio. For more information, visit plaza-theater.com or call 817-202-0600.
Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Grab your favorite mug, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Karen Fitzgerald.
We are back with Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I am your host, Karen Fitzgerald, and today my guest is Candace Platter, registered clinical counselor with over 25 years in private practice and the author of the award-winning book, Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, the top 10 survival tips for loving someone with an addiction. Candace, before the break, we were talking about self-esteem and being your own best friend. There has been a surge in the last, I'll say decade, of online dating and online dating sites popping up. Why is it that online dating sites seem to see a steep jump in membership around this time of year?
Well, I think it really has to do with what we've been talking about, but it's really true. The statistics show that these online dating sites, they have more and more members joining right around probably beginning of December, right up till about Valentine's Day, because people are desperately seeking. They're desperately seeking somebody to complete them. They're desperately seeking that perfect person, you know. And when I look at that, the picture I see is, okay, I'm going to find the women are going to find this beautifully attractive, you know, cut male with lots of hair on his head and, you know, lots of abs and, you know, and the men are going to find the women who have absolutely no cellulite on their body at all. They never have acne, you know, everything's fine. They're going to gaze lovingly into each other's eyes. They can't do anything wrong in the other person's estimation. It's just perfect. And not only that, but it's going to stay that way forever. And that's what people are looking for.
So the fantasy, it's a fantasy.
Exactly, because that's the fantasy that's fed to us. And we keep feeding it to these young people, to young children. We feed them fantasies. We feed them fairy tales. We feed them Cinderella, you know, and they grow up believing that. Believing that that's the way it's supposed to be. I did. It's not. And the way I think it's supposed to be is that you have two healthy people, emotionally, spiritually healthy people, taking care of themselves, meeting their own needs much of the time, and coming from that place into the relationship with each other.
You know, Candace, I'm going to ask you something a little bit off topic related to what we're saying, but a little bit in a different direction here. There has been a surge and also a greater awareness, thankfully, of abusive relationships at the teenage level.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that part of that or some all of it or some of the contributing to it is from everything we're talking about today, the lower self-esteem and not knowing how to love yourself first? Can you speak to some of this?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that we're you know, it would be wonderful to be able to have kind of self-love 101 courses starting in preschool.
That would be wonderful.
And having them every year. You get it in kindergarten, you get it in first grade, you get it in second grade, and it's for boys and girls as well, where you learn how to trust yourself, you learn how to respect yourself, you learn how to not tolerate bullying, you learn how to not tolerate abuse, and you learn how to say no when it's a no for you. You know, we've got children right now who younger and younger are, for example, becoming sexual on the school bus on the way to and from school. This is happening with 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds.
That's a scary thought. I mean, I've seen a lot of teenage pregnancy, and teenage pregnancy has gone from, you know, the 18-year-old to the 16-year-old to, in some cases, the 12 and 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And what the girls are doing is they're looking for love. They're looking for somebody who will complete them. They're looking for that fantasy that they're taught they can find. And what the boys are usually looking for is sex.
And the girls are thinking that if they have sex, they're going to receive love or
that's
feel
right.
love. And obviously that's not accurate.
Right. Yeah, it's a way to be popular. It's a way to fit in. But it doesn't last very long. It's not a good way to do that. It's not a self-respecting way to do that.
And then there's always the flip side to it. When girls are spending a lot of time with multiple boys, mm-hmm. that reputation and that leads to name-calling and bullying, and it is not a good place for any of our children to be.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful that there's people like you sharing. Wow. Okay, so let's get back to the adult side of it. Valentine's Day, are there certain addictive behaviors that we need to be more careful about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there are. And underlying all that is this feeling of not being worthy of being loved, not feeling good enough about yourself. When we look at abuse and when we look at bullying, what I would like to see is society. I mean, I think we need to focus on bullying. We need to stand up and say no to that. And I think we need to do that for as long as it takes for that to stop. Absolutely, and I'm so glad that's happening. At the same time, I think we also need to be looking at how we bully ourselves and the self-talk that we give ourselves, those voices in our heads that tell us these terrible things about ourselves. That's why we put up with getting it from other people. And it's also why we use addictive behaviors. So one addictive behavior that comes up, of course, would be using drugs or alcohol to numb your feelings. Addictive behaviors happen when we don't want to feel what we feel. That's generally what addiction is used for. So alcohol and drugs is usually the example that people think of when they think about addiction. But if you also think about the bottom line for these retailers, during these kinds of periods of the year, a lot of people spend a lot more money than they can afford. And sometimes they're spending it on somebody else because, you know, I know this might sound a little stereotypical, but let's say there's a man who's buying candy, flowers, diamonds, whatever for the woman. The woman is going to feel worthier, is going to feel better about herself momentarily when that happens. The man also wants to feel better about himself. So he wants to get the adoration of the woman that he's buying these things for. It kind of goes both ways.
Oh, wow. So it's a cycle. It's a connective cycle where people will do things for others
to feel about themselves.
And there's a difference between doing it from a place of gratitude and paying it forward versus doing it where you need to feel needed and loved by others.
When you look at abusive relationships, the person who's being abused is accepting that because they don't feel good about themselves. But the person who's doing it is doing it because they don't feel good about themselves either. They don't feel worthy. They feel scared of losing somebody's love. You know, if you can't have her or him, nobody can.
I do understand that. I came out of a couple of abusive relationships. And years later, when I did my own work, I, instead of holding anger towards the abusers, I remember saying, you know, I need to let that go for my own health and sanity, but also because I don't know what they went through in their lives that put them to that place. So there's a lot. We're going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the addictive behaviors and also how we can take the best care of ourselves. So stay right there. We'll be right back with more Coffee and Coaching with Karen in just a moment.
Stay tuned. Coffee and Coaching with Karen will be back after these messages.
Hey, Lily, do you have lines, wrinkles, or low energy?
Yeah, I do.
Well, change it all now. Look and feel younger from the comfort of your own home today.
How?
Visit 10yearsyoungernow.com for your free personal consultation.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Looking to monetize your passions? Ready to get paid for doing what you love? Contact Karen at coffeeandcoachingradio@gmail.com. and get creative strategies for developing income while doing what you love.
Dreaming of turning your book into an audiobook? Make it happen. More and more people are discovering the joy of audiobooks. They should be discovering you. Our professional personal service gives you just the audio product you've dreamed of. Check us out, voiceworkondemand.com.
Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Grab your favorite mug, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Karen Fitzgerald.
We are back with Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I am your host, Karen Fitzgerald, and today my guest is Candace Platter, and Candace is a registered clinical counselor with over 25 years in private practice and the author of the award-winning book, Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, the Top 10 Survival Tips for Loving Someone with an Addiction. So, Candace, before the break, we were talking about addictive behaviors we need to concern ourselves with and be really careful about around Valentine's Day. Are there any others besides the ones that we talked about before.
Any other ways to take good care of yourself? Yeah. And let's just touch on what you were saying before the break too, Karen, about, you know, not having to be so angry with the abuser that might be in your life. People who practice those kinds of behaviors toward others are suffering inside themselves. We know that now. And we also know that abusers have been abused, you know. So I'm not saying that makes it okay. It absolutely does not. It is never okay. And we see this in what's happening all over the world today. It's never okay to do those kinds of things to other people. There are reasons sometimes for why that happens. And too many people use those reasons as excuses. But it's a way to be able to forgive somebody who's harmed you. If the person who's harmed you was feeling better about themselves, they wouldn't have needed to harm you.
Right. And there's so much power in forgiveness. It's not about forgiving the other person for the other person. It's forgiving them to give yourself that own, your peace of mind and take back your own power.
Yeah.
And the reality is we don't know. Everybody's walked a different path, and it's not an excuse. You are so right. It's not an excuse, but it also does come from what they lived through or were taught. And so it does come down to teaching differently, assisting, empowering, and just overall helping people to be better, the best person they can possibly be.
Yeah, and to feel as good about ourselves as we possibly can, you know? That's really what it's about, because we do deserve that. We are amazing.
We are, and that's one of the biggest things. For some reason, there are people that get this wild idea that it's not okay or there's something wrong if they feel good.
Mm.
And you know what? There's nobody out there to judge. If you feel good, that's the best part of life, is looking in the mirror, smiling, winking, you know, tell yourself you look good, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, so, it really is. And, you know, I spent many, many, many years stuck in addiction and not feeling good about myself. And I do know what that feels like, not having any self-respect. Addiction and self-respect kind of can't go together. And I know how that feels. And I know how it feels. The way I put it to people sometimes is I used to be a caterpillar. You know, and a caterpillar is something that crawls along the ground and is, you know, squished by little boys. And little girls like to shriek, ew, a butterfly, a caterpillar, you know. And then the caterpillar has an instinct that it knows that if it doesn't change, it's going to die. So it creates this cocoon, this amazing thing around itself, and sits in what I call bug juice, you know, for as long as it takes to basically change its entire DNA. And then out comes this amazing butterfly that, you know, nobody says, ooh, a butterfly. They say, wow, a butterfly.
So
I used to be a caterpillar. And I am now a butterfly almost every day. Most days I feel definitely like a butterfly. I still have growth periods and, you know, still go through things, but I respect myself while I'm doing that. And I would not change that for anything. There's nothing anybody could offer me that would make me give that up.
That's a powerful story and a powerful statement. And I am so grateful that you're here to share this. So, let's talk about how we can take the best care of ourselves during this season of craziness.
And this crazy stuff.
Yes.
So for Valentine's Day, we have a little bit of time between now and then. What you can do, especially if you're by yourself on Valentine's Day, if you're not in a significant, you know, romantic relationship with somebody, or if, you know, a lot of people are in relationships with others who don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day, or, you know, aren't going to bring them those chocolates, aren't going to do that for them. They live with them. They're married to them. It's not going to happen, right? It's okay. It's okay. You can make some plans in advance. One thing you can plan on in advance is spending time with people that help you feel good about yourself instead of people who are a drain on your energy. And something that you can do on Valentine's Day or any other day of the year is buy yourself some flowers or maybe a cookie or maybe a chocolate. Maybe a whole box of chocolates is a little excessive for just yourself. So for me, I'd want to eat them all in one sitting, you know, but to buy a chocolate or two might be a really nice thing to do. There are organizations that you can volunteer for, like ones that radiate love to the planet, you know, that care about what's going on in the world. There are, if any of you are baby lovers, if you love babies, there are hospitals where there are babies who have been abandoned, who maybe are addicted, who have nobody to give them any attention or to hold them or to hug them or to rock them. Maybe you can go spend some time loving some babies who need you. Or maybe you're an animal lover and you can go to a shelter and play with the dogs and cats and really have a good time, really have some fun. But I think the most important thing to do is wake up from that message that you're nobody till somebody loves you, because it just isn't true. Wow. It just isn't.
As always, you are a wealth of information, a tremendous source of lessons and guidance. And Candace, I'm always grateful you're here. And also, as always, our time together is too short. So is there anything, and I know, again, I feel like we've just scratched the surface, but is there anything else that you'd like to share that we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Well, I think I'd just like to go back to that place of, you know, decide what you want to buy into and what you don't. You're absolutely at choice. Every second of our lives, we're at choice. And we don't have to do what our society tells us we should do, think, behave like. You can make these choices for yourself. And if it's not working for you the way it is, you know, the Dr. Phil question of how's that been working for you? If it's not working for you, how about doing something different and seeing if that might work for you?
That sounds like a great plan. Candace, what's the best way for people to connect with you directly?
You can go onto my website, which is CandacePlatter.com. Is it on your website, Karen? Should I spell my name? It's often misspelled. So.
Go for it. It is on my website, but please spell it as well.
Okay. So it's CANDACE, and my last name is Platter, PLATTOR. So it's CandacePlatter.com, and my email address is on there as well. So feel free to contact me, yeah.
Wonderful. And as always, Coffee and Coaching with Karen, we've done the coaching part. Let's talk coffee. Coffee, tea, hot cocoa, what's going on as your favorite hot drink right now?
I love jasmine green tea.
Oh, delicious. I haven't had jasmine green tea. I might have to try that.
Wonderful. I also love Starbucks mochas, but, you know, they don't love me as much, so I don't drink them very often.
I'm in the same boat. Well, Candace, thank you so much for joining me today.
It was wonderful to be here again. I can't believe it's over already.
I know. Well, you'll have to come back and share some more.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have been talking with Candace Platter, and she is a registered clinical counselor with over 25 years in private practice, the author of the award-winning book, Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, the Top 10 Survival Tips for Loving Someone with an Addiction. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to share it with a friend, and we will see
you. You've been listening to Coffee and Coaching with Karen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next time for more Coffee and Coaching with Karen.
Until then, visit us at coffeeandcoachingradio.com.
Karen Fitzgerald is an author, speaker, business strategist, and leadership coach. Connect with her at coffeeandcoachingradio.com.